The great and talented Carrie Underwood on WWIB, a temporary home following her rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, which means Whitney Houston is tomorrow, which puts a smile on Jason Kahn's face. Good morning.
Good morning. That does put a smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best vocalist who's ever lived.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not just that you've heard, but that's ever lived.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's probably a stretch because I haven't heard every person sing. I heard somebody, a joke or a saying one time, somebody met God and asked God, you know, who is the best singer? And God responds that it was somebody from this small village in Africa. You know, because I think we think of these famous people as like, wow, they're amazing, but God sees everyone. And,
yeah.
You know, and it, just kind of a neat way to think about that.
Well, it gets other things going. The debate that rages in terms of, particularly, it seems like it's the NBA. Like, which is the greatest? So, is it Michael or LeBron?
Yes,
you know,
Michael.
And in terms of those, you're going to weigh in right away. But
go ahead.
You know, no. So you have those discussions, and then
right.
And then you can you have the discussion. Well, what's the all time team or Jack
right.
versus Tiger in golf, or on and
yeah.
on it goes.
Yeah.
And then even in our spiritual life, I mean, I've liked the question. We've talked about it. Like, who's on your spiritual Mount Rushmore? You
right.
know? I mean,
yeah.
And so.
Yeah, yeah you know, you're exactly right. I think there are a lot of times in which we're like, this person is the best at this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of people who are really amazing at a lot of things. And
yeah.
you brought up LeBron and Michael, and they're both really excellent.
And mm-hmm.
there's other people that could be considered in that as well. And, you know, I want to give props to people where they're due.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, there we go. You just never know what's going to spark, what's
right.
going to develop
yeah.
here last
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
Book Church, we had a dozen of us around a table last night and talking about a book, Faith After Doubt, and a good discussion. And it was good because there was a number of people who... They're not currently attending a church, but they were there for the... And a lot of them, it was wounds they've had, maybe, suffered
sure.
from a different church. And so... And that does happen. And I think that's what I've liked about this spiritual formation group and these offshoot micro-churches that Brian Wilkham, the former youth pastor at Peace Church, has sparked. And I know you're a friend of his. Is that,
yep.
in fact... I'm seeing people, remember Kendall Anderson's theme for Valley Brook back in the day was for people who've given up on church but haven't given up on God. Well, I'm seeing more of those folks coming to these micro offerings he's having than anywhere else these days.
Yeah, I think what you're exactly right. What Brian has put together there and continues to, we continue to see his creativity. It's really amazing
mm-hmm.
how he is pulling people in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Anyhow, and it's, again, he talks about around the table, and that's what I think
yeah.
even somebody like John Mark Comer has said, and again, he's written like Ruthlessly Eliminate Hurry and more recently
yep.
a book about following Jesus. But, I mean, just that the Sunday-centric, he's like, we need to be rethinking. And I think what I hear from more and more people even last night was to just go and listen to one person talk for 40 minutes. More and more in the day and age we're in, okay?
Yep.
I'm just saying, the very interactive age, we say in the WIB Wake Up Show, we're always interactive, that people are hungry for more dialogue.
Yeah. Dialogue and connection.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes, like, especially, you know, in some of those spaces, it's hard to have connection. You know, we may hear encouraging things, but we also have to be thoughtful about where do we connect with one
yeah.
another.
Oh, no, for sure. And in fact, I think one of the icebreaker questions last night was kind of like, do you have a slogan you live by? And I think Brian's had to do with connections. It takes me to Larry
nice.
Crabb's. He said, Mark, I'd like to get together with you and just talk about a Larry Crabb book over coffee. And I'm like, probably connecting is where I would start, don't
sure.
you think?
Yeah, it's a great one to start yeah. with, absolutely.
I mean, Inside Out, I love, but...
Yeah, it's a little meatier. Yeah.
Yeah, anyhow. All right, well, cool. You never know. All of that packed in, and we haven't gotten to Acts yet. So it's Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 today.
Yeah, it says, once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Hmm. All right, well, you have more to say in your paragraph than those two verses said, so
yep.
here we go. In Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, he tackles Acts 1, 4, and 5. While Jesus was with the disciples, he told them to remain in Jerusalem and wait for my promise to be fulfilled. He wanted them to understand that life with me was not only about following tradition or going through the motions, but about power and life in my spirit. My spirit's been present and available to every believer in every generation, but people often live their lives with no awareness of it. Francis Schaeffer once said, I wonder what would happen to most of our churches and Christian work if we woke up tomorrow morning and everything concerning the reality and work of the Holy Spirit and everything concerning prayer were removed from the Bible. I wonder how much difference it would make. Beloved, lean heavily on my spirit because he's always with you.
Yeah, you know, that Francis Schaeffer quote is so powerful, you know, because I think, you know, a lot of times I've been in churches and have not heard a lot about the Holy Spirit. And I think that is something that later in life has been more important to me in focusing and listening to what is the Spirit up to.
Huh. And I think there's different... You know, we've got a big, broad, wide church, right? And
yep.
The church universal. And so
yep.
Some wings of the church, heavier emphasis on
for sure.
The spirit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Those were not the ones I went to, though.
<All right.
laughs> At least growing up. So.
The Schaeffer book, actually, I think, so it's from the book Tapestry, but that was actually Edith Schaeffer's book, wasn't it?
That was her book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the quote was from Francis still.
Yeah, it was from him. Yep.
There we go. We're doing our homework.
Thank
you, Jason.
Yep.
It's a Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show at WWIB. Caleb and Havel with you. The number to dial, 715-723-2555, as we have that great Finish Strong t-shirt, size medium, very comfy looking, to give to you along with a 3-disc album from Maverick City Music. If you can solve the trivia that was unsolvable yesterday, Havel.
Yeah, that's right. The question is, 15% of us, surprisingly, 15% of us do what? Surprisingly, 15% of us claim to do this. What is it? And we had a number of guesses.
Yes, and I think we could tell folks that the first clue of the day is, we'll give you the wrong guesses. One of them was actually quite close in a way. So
yeah,
I will regale you with what we had yesterday. So again, be listening. One of these was actually really on the right track. So surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. It was not flossing, doing their own taxes, just using mouthwash instead of brushing their teeth. It was not driving a stick shift, changing your own oil, planning for retirement, taking a nap at work, using a laundromat, giving yourself a pep talk in the morning, exercising or working out, driving the speed limit, chewing their fingernails, or skipping breakfast. Again, surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. Do what? And one of those answers was certainly heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
If that helps you out, 715-723-2555. Give us a call.
Yeah, I think actually on air, after the person even made that comment, I think I may have even said that was closer than anybody had been.
Really,
so we'll see how close they
folks
were listening.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Holly, and I'm from Glenflora, and I think 15% of people run stop signs.
Stop signs. Holly from Glenflora, do you run stop signs?
I have been known to.
Oh, dear. Well, don't do it while you're talking with us on the air, at least. Be safe. Holly from Glenflora is at Run Stop Signs. It is not, but thank you. Call us back, 715.
There's kind of different ways to understand that, right? You got rolling stops, and then you also, you know, the whole from yellow to red and that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the thing, too, because, I mean, yeah, I probably have been known to say, hey, if it's yellow, that means speed up. I'm not saying that's great advice, but, maybe. Good morning, WWIB.
Okay, hey.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Rhonda from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Rhonda, what do you think?
I think it is, well, actually, my husband thinks it's taking a nap at work.
You know, I feel like
that was
guessed yesterday.
Yeah, that was guessed.
So go ahead and guess again.
Oh, shoot. I'm blank.
All right, no problem.
I'll call back.
Call us back, 715-723-2555. You know the number. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wasba.
Tammy, what do you think?
Is it showering every single day?
Every single day. So only 15% of Americans shower every single day. And the thing is, I would say, oh, that seems a little odd. But then knowing that my wife has small children, and sometimes it seems like I shower every day. And for her, it's like, no, it's a privilege to actually get to shower. Man, moms appreciate you very much. Is it shower every single day? It's not. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jill from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Jill.
What do you think?
Chewing gum.
Is it chewing gum? 15% of Americans chew gum. Is that what it is? No, but Jill, thank you. Call us back. 715. Sometimes my favorite half wasn't people are like, oh, because they thought.
Yeah,
they had
yeah,
it.
I know. And, I know.
We want you to do this eventually. But
when we do,
like do
share
here.
The right answer, you the word surprising, like you're going to be surprised.
Maybe even focus on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. Do what? Good morning, WWIB. We can take two more calls here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Scotty from Rice Lake.
Hey, Scotty, what do you think?
A pedicure?
Is it get a pedicure? Scotty from Rice Lake? No, but call us back, friend, if you can get through. 715-723-2555. All the hopes are on this call
yeah.
to get this solved. Good morning, sir, madam. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It is from Mondovi.
All right, from Mondovi. We haven't heard from Mondovi yet. Go ahead. What do you think?
15% of Americans drive a truck.
Drive a truck. Is it drive a truck? No, but thank you. Listen, in about half an hour, we'll give you another shot at this. And, Havel, maybe we're going to have to think of another
yep.
clue as well, too.
I think we can get a little more specific.
Good morning, Wib. This is one of your big fan listeners, Sherry from Bloomer. I'm calling in regards to the honoring your moms. Well, unfortunately, I lost my mom about 7 years ago, and I miss her dearly. But about 10 years ago, this beautiful woman came into my life, and for the last 7 years, she's been the biggest role model of a mom for me. She's my best friend, and we both follow Jesus, and I can reach out to her for anything and talk to her about anything, and I just love her to death. And her name is Nan, and I am so blessed to have her in my life and grateful that she is a role model for me and a backup mom figure. She'll never replace my mom, but she's the best, and I love her. And thank you, Wib. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Sherry from Bloomer. Congratulations. We are sending both you and Nan to see Unsung Hero at Micon Cinemas. Again, early access opens tonight and tomorrow night. It opens everywhere on Friday. Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And friends, we'd love to hear even more of your entries, just like Sherry. Just call 715-396-1670. Introduce yourself and leave us a short voicemail honoring your mom, your wife, or another mother figure in your life.
The Wib Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, and this is, I think, the fifth time we're going to throw out this question, Caleb.
Yes, indeed, and hoping we can get a winner again for that beautiful Finish Strong t-shirt, comfy, size medium, and a three-disc
yeah.
set from Maverick City Music, our double prizes today.
Who does a three-disc set? That's really rare.
That is very prolific from them.
All right, so again, those great prizes, the number 723-2555, and here's a big hint, the biggest we've given so far. So the question is, surprisingly, 15% of us admit to doing what? 723-2555. And two people, two guessers, yesterday and today have been the closest. Roxy in Ojibwa had said chewing fingernails. And Jill in Chippewa also, Chippewa just on the trail here, said chewing gum. So
yeah, and again, I thought that was a brilliant clue that you came up with saying, hey, both of those and uh-huh. those are leading you in the right direction here.
Yeah.
For this. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. What is it? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rhonda, calling from Chippewa Falls. And now I just heard your clue and it's, dang it.
That's a great reaction, Rhonda. We love that.
So real.
We do want you to solve this. So go ahead. What do you think?
I know. I want to solve it so bad. Well, we were thinking just take a nap in general, so that's not it. It's doing something. Dang it.
Yeah, not take a nap. Okay. Rhonda, you call us back, all right? 715-723-2555. I love the passion.
I know. No, it's real.
Please call back, Rhonda. This is great.
Impacting people's lives.
715-723-2555. Surprisingly, about 15% of us do what? Do this. 715-723-2555, and we've said the two guesses, chewing your fingernails, chewing gum,
uh-huh.
are leading you in the right direction for this. And we also said, hey, think about the surprisingly part. Surprisingly,
uh-huh.
about 15% of Americans do what? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
Hey, Silas. What do you think?
Is it sucking your thumb?
Is it sucking your thumb? Silas.
That's
from
a good
Osteo.
Guess.
Good guess. But not it, friend. Call us back. 715-723-2555 is the phone line's lighting up. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday here on WWIB?
Again.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to guess chewing on their cell phone.
Chewing on their cell phone?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
Chewing on their cell phone. I'm not sure if I have any teeth marks in mine. Is it chewing on their cell phone, Rhonda? It's not. Call us back. Try again, 715-723-2555.
I guess that would be surprising if that was the case, but
indeed.
That's not it.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
The ultimate answer will be surprising as well.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Good morning, guys. This is Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul.
I'm gonna guess chewing on a pen or pencil.
Yeah. Chewing on a pen or pencil?
Much more common.
Thank you, Paul from Willard. Good to hear from Willard this morning.
Uh-huh.
Let's do three more guesses here. We've got time. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Heather, and I'm from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Heather.
Chippewa, again, has been after this one. Good morning, Heather. What do you think?
I'm going to say biting your toenails.
What would make you say that?
My daughter actually can do that.
Okay.
I don't think I'm flexible enough to do that. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans bite their toenails. Bite their toenails? You're absolutely correct.
You are the winner, Heather.
Oh, goodness.
Awesome.
15% of Americans, and I mean, I was surprised by this for sure, but bite their toenails. Heather, so is that not hereditary? She can do it, but you can't or won't?
I actually used to do it when I was a kid age as well.
All right.
Okay, so there you go. Well, shout out to you both, and we're hooking you up with some great prizes. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. We'll let you know how to pick those up. Heather from Chippewa Falls. And again, I mean, you were mentioning this, Halvo. Chippewa was going after this one.
They were. Yeah, our two big hints were from Chippewa guessers. And we know Rhonda was hot on the trail, but Heather comes away with it.
15% of Americans say, bite my toenails.
Words. I mean, you know, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? Jesus in Matthew 12. Well, phrases we need to stop using. Something to consider on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yes. For instance, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. This kind of falls into the category of, you didn't actually say anything there.
I know. Here's another one. I mean, why call attention to the fact that you're saying what you mean? Do you normally not say what you mean?
There you go. Phrases we need to stop using here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Saying, to be frank or to be honest. And then saying, so are the rest of the things you say not being frank or honest?
It's going to a deeper level, I think. But, the next suggestion is honestly along those same lines. So what you're saying is typically I'm maybe not being fully truthful.
I probably say honestly a lot.
It's kind of a declaration, I think. But anyhow.
Phrases we need to stop using according to someone on the internet. Just saying. I would agree with this one because I'm not a big fan of it. Just saying what? Why do you feel the need to alert people that you are indeed speaking?
I'm going to break from the list and give one that just stands out to me. When somebody says, to make a long story short, don't say that, because when you say it, you're making it longer.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, this one, phrases we need to stop using. At the end of the day, formerly known as when it's all said and done.
Yeah. That is quite common, and especially it seems even more so in recent years. How about same difference? So is it the same or different? Are the differences between the two things that you're comparing the same?
Phrases we need to stop using from somebody out there on the interwebs. How about this one? Let me tell you something. Along the lines of, can I ask you something? This phrase is kind of needless. Because if you say, can I ask you something, you're leading into asking. And basically, you're asking right there.
There we go. A couple more. I apologize if I made you feel that way. Translation, I refuse to take responsibility for my actions.
Oh, dear. How about this one? Phrases we need to stop using. My bad. Uh-huh. This expression makes light of a mistake rather than a sincere apology. My bad is the verbal equivalent of just shrugging it off. Okay, sure.
Give 110%. Not possible. There's 100% to give.
I get what you're trying to go with there, but math. And finally, one more phrase we need to stop using. I feel personally attacked as a Wisconsinite with this one. Yeah, no. We say that a lot here. Yeah, no.
The former head coach of the Bucks, Mike Budenholzer, did that a lot.
Hi, my name is Karen from Anami. Hi, Mom. I love you. how much I love you is in space. I love you so much, I don't know how much, but it is a lot to love my mom. She is very great. She cooks her food every single night, and she is the best mom ever. She gets toys for us. She gets presents, and that's all I have to say.
Okay, we really enjoyed that one.
Caleb, that's like the best one. I mean, everything else will be, wow, that is fantastic.
Thank you, Taryn from Menominee. And guess what, Taryn? We are sending you and your mom to see Unsung Hero at Micon Cinemas. Again, early access opens today and tomorrow.
Well, Caleb, are you a doodler?
You know, a little bit when I was taking notes all the time in college, but not so much now.
Yeah, I would say I'm a very occasional doodler, but there are those people who are doodlers all the time, you know?
I have my eldest doodles a lot. She's very artistic, and I find doodles all over her homework.
Well, researchers say that doodling is more than just a simple pastime.
It's actually a cognitive tool that offers numerous benefits for the brain.
For instance, memory enhancement. Doodling helps improve memory recall. Studies have shown that doodlers can remember close to 30% more information than non-doodlers during mundane tasks by keeping the brain engaged.
How about stress relief? Doodling activates a relaxation response, reducing the stress hormone cortisol.
Another positive of doodling is concentration and focus. Far from being a distraction, doodling aids concentration by providing the right amount of stimulation to maintain focus during those repetitive or boring tasks.
Doodling also encourages mindfulness. It helps focus the mind on the present, enhancing mindfulness and opening the door to new insights, they say.
Doodling inspires creativity. It facilitates access to the brain's creative right hemisphere, promoting spontaneous and innovative thoughts.
How about mood regulation? Doodling can stimulate the brain's reward pathways, helping to uplift mood and even counteract addictive behaviors. That's interesting.
Finally, doodling can help your creativity and authenticity as a mode of self-expression. It offers a glimpse into the doodler's personality and mood, providing a non-performative outlet for authentic expression. It seems to me maybe my perception is maybe harsh authoritarian figures in the past have possibly suggested stop doodling, but it's pretty positive.
It seems like it's a great thing. Have you ever been to one of those restaurants where they let the kids draw on the tablecloth because they use the butcher paper or whatever? And it's like, no, encouraged. Let's see your artwork. I love that.
So, Zoli's was really good with that.
Yeah, let's see, again, if we can be a little bit more doodly, I guess.
Doodle away.